Hey, you guys, and he did it again.
Just gotta turn the sound off.
He has the sound on all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, it's Tuesday. Here we are talking about another movie.
Yeah. Man, I'm not feeling good.
Tom's still not feeling
good. I'm not coughing, but my nose just feels like a fucking forest fire. It smells like a fucking rotten forest fire. It's terrible. And I feel lightheaded and fucking weak. And it's not good when I feel weak.
He gets real fussy and cranky.
Oh, I get fussy and I get cranky. It's just fucking funny, man.
I still want to make that I'm getting fussy shirt.
Damn. I can't escape it.
I'm such an asshole. I know.
Jesus Christ.
You know what an asshole
Jesus
is.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I just hope I feel good for tomorrow for the fucking party.
The party stream. We already have like a really good topic to talk about.
We're gonna talk about some shit to jump off on. Yeah.
It actually has to do with a movie that we watched, but it was based on a real.
Yeah, I think. I think Louis sent me the movie. Hernandez sent me this movie. It's called Pain and Gain.
Yeah. We had never seen it. I had never even heard of it. It came out in 2013.
Bitch was a masterpiece.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I fucking love that movie.
We were just like screaming with laughter, like watching it. And it's based on a true case that happened in Miami back in the 90s. And it's just like the movie, like, you can't make the shit up. You just can't. I mean, it's the most Florida
thing ever. It's great. I have to see this shit again.
But yeah, so we're going to, that'll be our jumping off point for the party show tomorrow night, just because it was fucking funny.
If you guys haven't seen that movie. See Pain and Gain. We can talk about it tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
It's got fucking The Rock's in it.
Yeah.
Got fucking old Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Ed Harris is in it a little bit.
And then what's that guy's name?
Shit, man. Now I can't remember.
Shit.
Anyway. We'll figure it out before tomorrow. Because I want to research the real case, too.
Michael Bay flick.
Yeah. But it's not like one of his big $200 bajillion ones. It's like a small budget one that he made. Well, a relatively small budget. Also, I wanted to say too, I forgot to mention this yesterday because
It wasn't Louis that sent it.
Okay, maybe it was Michael.
I don't know. I forgot. We have to go back and see.
Because I feel like Louis, Michael, and Sophie are usually who sends us the movies.
Okay.
So sometimes I feel bad, but sometimes because I write it down, but then sometimes my notes get all fucking buried.
You sent a Steelbook edition of Pain and Gain and Death Wish.
At the same time.
That
might have been Michael though.
You're right.
Maybe it was Michael now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I get them confused. Sometimes I get everybody confused. Like, did I also get the Rambo at the same time? I don't think so. I think Louis sent me a Rambo.
Well, the Rambo just came like a little while ago.
Okay, all right.
Like First Blood, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you gonna die?
My head's all fucking unclear. We're talking about this movie here.
Well, I wanted to say before we started on that a little bit. I forgot to mention this yesterday, but because some of you people had asked us about Beijing, because she had to go back to her little vet appointment, her little follow-up, because of, her little liver issue. She was, like, real sick and everything.
Yeah.
And she had her follow-up appointment, and guess what? She's perfectly fine.
Yeah, blood work came back great. Her fucking liver recovered, so that's good. Yeah, Mackie, that's his name. Anthony Mackie was
there. Yeah, there you go.
He was knocking it out of the fucking park, man. Anthony Mackie. And, kind of reminds me of a young Eddie Murphy. He's fucking great in it. And about a bunch of fucking muscle heads at a gym who decide to fucking become kidnappers.
And it doesn't go too well.
Spoiler alert. It's a true crime, comedy, adventure, action movie.
It's the most ridiculous
thing
you have ever seen.
And there's a bunch of extras on the Blu-ray that talk about the actual case and how close this movie is to the actual case. They were doing shit. Some fucked up shit. But it was so funny because they were such idiots that they said even law enforcement was laughing and the court recorders were kind of laughing at the stupid shit they were doing.
Shit is, like, unbelievable.
They were totally fucking total
clowns.
If
you didn't know, like, about the actual case, you would just be like, how are these people even...
Yeah, it's like...
How do they even remember how to breathe? These dudes are, like, really, really stupid.
It's kind of, like, on par with, like, the Tiger King. It's that crazy.
It might even be crazier
than Tiger King, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, oh, so a couple people said were saying yay about Beijing. Yeah, it's like, it's weird because when she first went and they were like, well, her liver is like really, they said it was like so small you could like barely see it. Like it was, so I don't know if it was like infected or something like that. But when she went back, they said it looks totally fine now because she was on all that medication for it for like a month or however long it was. They think that maybe that she had some kind of liver infection from eating lizards.
Yeah.
Because I guess you can get that sometimes if you eat too many lizards.
Lizard guts carry some shit.
Or they carry some stuff that isn't really good for cats. Yeah. And, you know, it's, I imagine that she probably ate some
lizards. I know. I saw some half-eaten lizards out in the back before. Yeah. I know she ate some lizards. That's a long time
among
ago.
Among other things.
Yeah.
And yeah, that might have gotten to her liver. But thankfully, the medication fixed it, and they said she's perfectly, perfectly healthy. So I was very, very relieved to hear that. And like I said, I knew some people had asked about it, so I forgot to. So I think that was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you like Joe Exotic and that shit, you'd like this. It's in a different direction. Got the fucking Rock, Mark Wahlberg, and fucking, oh, what's it? Shit, you just told me what his name was. Damn, I gotta remember that guy.
Mackie,
that's right. Yeah, and fucking, they just knock it out of the park. And then the dude that they, I forgot the name of that actor too, the guy who played the dude that they captured, he was fucking, he did a good job
too. Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, Tony Shalhoub.
The dude from Monk, well, among other things. He's been in like zillions of things.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
But yeah.
And this is a very unique role for The Rock. He plays a fucking Christian.
Like save it for tomorrow.
We're ruining it.
We're not gonna have anything to talk about on Sports Party.
Yeah.
Like that's ever happened.
It's just fucking fun.
But yeah, so everyone's happy about Beijing. Yeah, Beijing who's so in love with Sophie.
Yeah.
That I've never
seen a cat do that.
Well, I've seen other cats do that.
Back legs and fucking hug Sophie.
Yeah, she like ran as soon as Sophie got there. Like we brought her from the airport, and Beijing like jumped up on the on the bar stool.
Yeah,
and was like,
because she remembered her. I remember you. I remember you.
It was the craziest thing. Yeah. I've never seen her do that.
Nope, never seen her do that. She
usually, when we try to pet her, she just goes,
don't touch me. She loves Sophie, though.
Sometimes. Like, sometimes if she's real lonely, like, I'll be in here in the office, she'll come and she'll sit in my lap for a little while and just sit there and hang out. But she's never hugged me before, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, like, crazy. She was, like, climbing up her. Like, I was, like, like she was made of catnip.
Yeah. I was surprised. She remembered Sophie. I remember you. Yeah, you're back.
It's fucking, I wish it was just so fucking funny. I just never saw that happen before. All right. So the movie that we're talking about today, which you could be forgiven for thinking we were talking about that other movie, but like I said, we're going to wait till tomorrow to talk about that, is from 2019. And this is a movie called Come to Daddy. Now, I had been wanting to see this for a while because I kept seeing it like on all these other people's lists and it sounded like funny. Like it's a horror comedy, like a black comedy kind of. Because it's real violent, but it also has, like, a really, like, weird sense of humor. So I was like, that sounds like my cup of tea.
These guys committed some horrible fucking crimes, but the movie was, the tone of the movie, they did it just right. And they talked about that the tone had to be just perfect.
You're still talking about the other movie.
Oh, that's right. Fucking yeah. I thought you were... Took me down on this one. No, I'm sick.
I said we have to save that one for tomorrow.
Fuck it. I ain't saying anything.
Poor Tom. Well, I just wanted to get it back on the track, you know. That's all.
I thought you wanted to get back to talking about that one.
No, because I just said we have to save that for tomorrow.
I'm confused,
that's for tomorrow.
Look, my head's kind of fucking cloudy. Yeah. Well, let you talk about this one. This one was good, too. I mean, it was all right. It had that dude from...
Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood, isn't it?
Yeah, from fucking Lord of the Rings, man. I never saw Lord of the Rings. I got partway through the first one, and those fucking Gollum things, the fucking Hobbit things, were looking at each other like
Hobbit and Gollum are two different things.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Those fucking Gandalf things were fucking looking at each other.
Gandalf things.
Like they were going to fuck each other. And I was just like, man, I can't watch this shit. Man. There's too much goddamn eye contact between these little midgets. And so I couldn't finish that shit. Yeah.
That's nice, Tom.
It was, man. I was like, get a fucking room, man. get a fucking room. Didn't you notice that?
Well, everybody noticed that. I'm just like, why? Everybody's noticed that. I think there's whole supercuts of them, like romantic
music. Eye contact doesn't last like that unless some shit's gonna fucking happen.
They're not humans. They're hobbits. Maybe shit's different with hobbits. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I said it was hobbits.
Gandalfs. I was calling them Gandalfs.
Gandalf was fucking.
Gelflings. That's what I was fucking thinking of.
That's the Dark Crystal. Yeah. That's Jim Henson property.
Yeah.
That's totally different.
He was ripping all that shit off.
That's a whole different thing.
He's ripping that shit off.
Oh my god. The little Gandalfs.
Isn't that fucking sad? Oh my god. I don't have any fucking respect for any of that shit.
I'm dying.
I don't have any respect for any of that shit. It's fucking terrible. He's
like, every day you get closer to old man yells at cloud. Every fucking day. Oh my god, my friend.
I don't give a shit.
I'm laughing so hard that my eyes are starting to water. So if you see like mascara and shit come right, I'm not crying, I'm just like laughing so hard. Yeah, so now that we went off on that whole tangent.
Well, everything's falling apart anyway, man. It's like the apocalypse and shit. Who gives a fuck? I'm ready for some new shit.
Okay, so this movie, like I said, I had seen a lot of people recommend it, so I really wanted to see it. Now, this movie is the same. You're making me laugh, and I was like, my eyes are watering. It's the same production company. I think that like the dudes, the director's name is Ant Timpson and the writer's name is Toby Harvard. I think they're both from New Zealand. And I think this is the same writer, director, producer team that did like some other kind of well-regarded, Kiwi horror, like Housebound, which was really good. If you guys didn't see that, I think they did Turbo Kid, which you loved so much.
Yeah.
Deathgasm, which is also really good. And, The Greasy Strangler, which I feel like I have to see, but I haven't seen it yet. I have seen the other three that I just mentioned, but I haven't seen The Greasy Strangler yet. But this is like the same team that, that came up with that. So basically the story, and, oh, it's going to be really, really hard to talk about this movie without spoiling anything, because I think what I liked best about this movie was not having any fucking idea
of what the hell's going
where
on.
It was going.
Yeah,
because I did, because
I thought it was like a paranormal horror movie. That's the way it comes off at first.
It's like, it's weird, but I liked that. I liked that it didn't really give anything away. Like, you never really knew what direction it was gonna go.
Is this a haunted house or what the fuck is up with this? What the hell's going on here? It was good. It was good.
I liked it. It's very like I said, it's real violent. Like I said, it's barbecue fork in the testicles multiple times, violent, in a close up. People getting stabbed in the brain, shit like that. So it's pretty gory and pretty violent. But it also has this very, very strange sense of humor, which I really dug. Ugh. Like a lot of it just has like this really bizarre sense of humor.
Yeah. Here's the setup. This dude is just soy ass shit. Just
Victor says, what platform is this on? We watched it on Amazon Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
It was free, wasn't it?
It was free, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have to pay to rent it.
Yeah. If you got Amazon Prime, you can see it.
You can watch it for free, yeah.
This dude, he is just soy as fuck. Where'd he come from? Was it New York or L.A. or something?
I think he was from Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Well, he had grown up with his mom, and he was kind of... He was very privileged. He had grown up in a mansion
just
and stuff.
Soft and just wearing just his clothes and everything, and he's all
with
kinda,
this crazy haircut.
Yeah,
what was that all about?
I guess he's non-binary, is what they call it. I think that's what they call it. Not where you're neither male or female. We'd call
it
that,
wasn't that bad.
Back in the day. We'd call that shit metrosexual. All right, back in the day. But he shows up to his dad's house. His dad's got this fucking badass man fucking house.
A man house. Opposed to a woman house. Well, you have to
it
say...
It looked like a fucking UFO. You gotta see this shit. It's on,
yeah,
it's
I think
on
it's
lake.
Supposed to be in Oregon.
Yeah, it's on a huge lake with all these fucking mountains.
And there's nothing else around.
Yeah, and it's got fucking like a... It's the main like fucking living room is a bar, and it's round, and it's got fucking...
I wish my living room was a
bar. Yeah, glass windows, and it's just a damn lounge, like with a bar and shit. You know what I mean? Everything's wood-colored, and then it's got all the... Looks kind of like... I don't know. It just like looks a fucking like, man no, cave, you know? He's living in his fucking James Bond man cave. And he goes there to meet his dad. His dad left him when he was a kid.
When he was five. And then, but suddenly, 30 years later, his dad has supposedly sent him a letter saying, hey, come visit me. And he's like, okay, here I am. But then the dad seems really...
He shows up and the dad's this fucking skeletal, ultra-tough, drunk, evil motherfucker. And you're like, what the hell is this all about?
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. And then you're like... One thing leads to another, you know what
I mean? Yeah, we can't... Oh, it's really, really hard because it's like... Yeah. It sounds like we're not talking much about it. Because
you can't spoil it.
Because you can't spoil it. Because like I said, I had no idea where this was going. Like, so the whole time I'm watching it going, what the... Okay.
Yeah, and you're like...
Okay,
well,
shit, now what? You know what I mean?
What
so
is
like,
this?
He like, didn't
what
know
this?
What,
yeah,
where
like,
it was
what
going.
What is this shit? Is he trying to make up with his son? Is he trying to toughen his son up? What the hell's the problem?
Yeah, it's like, is everything just a setup? Is the shit haunted? Is the shit... You, like, you really don't know, like, what direction... And it went in directions I totally did not expect.
It almost started to go a little bit in the direction of Tusk. I thought it was going to go in the direction
you know,
of Tusk.
You were not the only person that has compared it to that. Yeah. I was watching another review of it earlier. I can't remember who it was that was reviewing it, but they said the same thing. It gave them that kind of vibe.
Yeah, so did I,
Yeah, it did have that similar kind of vibe. It's not as weird... as Tusk, but it was pretty weird. And it did have, like, a really weird, like, sense of humor. But, like, a really dark sense of humor, which I like that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's worth seeing.
Yeah, if you like Tusk, you'd probably dig it. And like I said, if you liked, you know, Greasy Strangler or Turbo Kid or, you know, or Housebound. If you guys have seen Housebound, that was also really good, too. You would probably dig this as well. And like I said, I'm fairly bad that I can't go too much into it because there's, like, so much I wanted to talk about. But... It's like once it gets to a certain point that's not really that far into the movie, you can't really spoil it because like something significant happens and then like all this other crazy shit like spins off from that. And it's like, I don't really want to say like what that significant thing is.
Turns out nothing is what it appears to be. And you're not given all the information. And it's just, you know, well, that's the way it always is.
Yeah. Tammy said, I have to agree the best part of the movie is the twist.
Yeah. So
yeah, because I just didn't have any idea where this was going. Got to say, though, nice to see Martin Donovan again. I haven't seen him in a while. I really like him as an actor. I got in him like watching all his fucking Hal Hartley movies back in the 90s. You guys remember those? Maybe I'm the only person that likes like amateur and... Simple Men and Henry Fool and all those kind of movies. Was Martin Donovan and Henry Fool? I can't remember. But yeah, so he's in it too.
Man.
But are you gonna live or
no? I don't think so. No, eventually I'll die. Eventually. But for now, I guess I'll live. We're gonna see.
Don't die on the show.
No. Just my energy level's low.
Yeah, maybe we should wrap it up so you have more, so you have more energy for tomorrow's party show.
Yeah, I need at least another day of sleep.
Yeah, you should probably rest some more.
Yeah,
it's really weird because I felt a little bit crappy yesterday. Like I said, I had like a fever. Like my face was hot, and I had a little bit of cough. Like I had needed a few cough drops and stuff. But today I feel pretty normal.
Yeah, it didn't get a grip on you.
I was like, I even went out and did my hike with my big heavy backpack, and I was like, man, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, for some reason,
Sorry, I'm not rubbing it in or anything. I'm just saying.
I can't fucking work out. Can't work out or do anything. So I'm just gonna have to sit here and wait till it passes.
Yeah, just like I said, you gotta rest and just eat what you can eat because I know everything tastes bad.
Tastes terrible, huh?
But we had some soup earlier, and you said that tasted all right.
Yeah.
I said just eat, like, kind of mild-flavored things.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't even eat, like, bacon or anything like that the other day. Like, you made some bacon, and it's like that tasted like shit, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Come to Daddy, at least on somebody said it's on Amazon Prime in the UK, but you have to pay for it. But if you have Amazon Prime in the US, then you should be able to watch it without paying for it because we did not.
Yeah, I'd pay a couple bucks to see it. You know what I mean? If it was $4 or maybe $3.
I actually liked it a lot. Like I said, and I just thought it was cool that you compared it to Tusk because it's just funny because I was watching another review of it.
She thinks I'm not really paying attention to the movies.
Well, because you don't seem like you are sometimes.
I look at it and understand what they're doing. I can look away. I know the games that they're playing. But but tonally and concept-wise, it took some from Tusk.
Yeah.
To say it. I sensed it.
Like I said, it's not exactly the same, obviously, because Tusk is just, like, way the fuck out there. Yeah. But
they used some of the same...
There was just something about it. Yeah, like, tonally it was very similar as that. So, yeah. Mango says it's only £1.99
in
the UK.
Yeah, I'd watch
it. Oh, it's definitely worth seeing. Yeah. Like I said, especially if you like black comedy and if you like any of those other movies that I mentioned, like, that those dudes from New Zealand made, then you probably really like it.
Yeah, I'd watch for that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fucking hilarious. And like I said, the guy getting stabbed with the fork in the balls, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I found that very entertaining, but you know how I am. All right, so we will be back. I'm going to let Tom take a nap and try to get better. And we will see you guys tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Eastern for our Wednesday Sidetracks party stream. We're going to be talking about Pain and Gain and the case behind it and whatever else we feel like talking about. So thanks, everybody, for dropping by, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.